Continuing from where we left off yesterday, discussing the idea of tefillah as self-judgment, lehispalel, to stand in self-judgment. Rav Shimshon of Al-Hirsch has an amazing approach to etymology, where he relates root words that sound similar and are formed with similar parts of the mouth as being conceptually connected. And therefore he says something which I don't think anyone else says before. The word hispalel from the root palel is related to the word balel, pa and ba, a very, very similar sounds. And this is in his commentary to Bereishis, Perek Chaf, Pasuk Zayin. The pa and the ba sound are very similar. What does the word balel mean? Belila in halacha is a mixture. Belila ava, belila raka, in the laws of kneading on Shabbos. And therefore the root balel denotes bringing a fresh element into a mass, incorporating this element into all parts of the mass, and forming a new material out of the mass. So for example, you've got flour. You add water to the flour, mix it all together, and you've got dough. So you brought a fresh element into the mass, you've incorporated it all together, and you've created something totally new. He says this is what a judge is doing. Because palal means to judge, the judge must bring justice and fairness, which are elements of the divine truth, into the case. And it has to penetrate all the elements of the dispute. And by bringing true justice into an angry dispute, the judge transforms it into harmonious unity. That's what happens in the courthouse, in the Beis Din. When you do this to yourself, you are mispalel. You are judging yourself. How does that work with reference to prayer? Hispalel means you take the element of Hashem's truth. You make it penetrate all phrases and conditions of our being and our lives. And this allows us to gain a degree of harmony in Hashem. And therefore, tefillah is very different to just the word of prayer. It's not an expression from within, or an expression of that with which with the heart is already filled. That's not the hispalel. The hispalel is renewal and penetration of truth which comes from the outside. And he explains this is why we actually have fixed times for prayer, morning, evening and night. If our prayers were not tefillah, in the sense that we've just described, if it wasn't about working on our inner selves to bring us to the heights of recognition of the truth and resolutions to serving Hashem, then it would make no sense to have fixed times and prescribed forms for prayer. But this is exactly the point, says Rav Hirsch. This is why we have fixed times and fixed words. Because our prescribed prayers are not facts and truth of which we're already conscious. Rather, they're concepts that we wish to awaken and renew in ourselves. And therefore, he says, and it's so powerful, the less you feel inclined to recite a prayer, the more necessary it may be to say it. This is the idea of tefillah. To be able to check in on a regular basis with the ideas that are meant to be our values. Tefillah, if you like, is a reality check. Seeing how we measure up to the standards that are expected of us. How we can live with more God consciousness on a daily basis. Tefillah is not as much an expression from within, but it's incorporating objective ideas from outside.